WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Some of the most memorable music written for the movies comes even before the movie begins. The opening theme music, sometimes starting before the credits roll, serves very different functions for different films. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz talks about some of his favorite themes from films now available on DVD.
That may be the most famous movie music ever written. Max Steiner's sweeping, heroic theme for Gone with the Wind. Even if you didn't know the story, is there anyone who doesn't know the story? You'd know that we were being set up for a movie of high drama, passion and courage, and great length. The theme itself may be too simple for a composer to develop into a symphony, but its succinctness is one of the qualities that makes it impossible to forget. What most of us don't remember is that there's music that comes even before the famous theme, a 2.5-minute overture that suggests the happy, peaceful life on the old plantation before the Civil War. Gone with the Wind has just reappeared in a new 4-disc DVD set with a gloriously restored print and lots of special features, including the fascinating documentary that shows us the screen tests for the many actresses who wanted the role of the decade, Scarlett O'Hara. Max Steiner's score for Gone with the Wind, which keeps us at a distance, is very different from the opening music of a movie that isn't nearly as well known. But I think it's one of the real masterpieces of world cinema, Federico Fellini's early I Vitelloni. It's an intimate story of five friends who are trapped in the small Italian seaside town where they grew up, trapped in their lives, suddenly becoming too old to act like kids, but not yet ready for real responsibility. Even before the credits roll, we see this would-be rat pack lurching arm in arm down a deserted street after a night of drinking. The music, which pulls us immediately into the film, is by Fellini's great musical collaborator, Nino Rota, and it captures Fellini's affection and ironic nostalgia, one of the young bucks is surely himself, for these guys and their heartbreaking hopelessness. Jean Renoir's The Golden Coach uses music that was composed centuries before movies were invented, and he uses it to suggest not so much sincerity as artificiality. Filmed in ravishing, supersaturated color and starring that great life force, Anna Magnani, The Golden Coach is about a troupe of 18th century Commedia dell'arte players who travel to South America. And it's one of Renoir's most intricate explorations of how the boundary between art and real life often blurs, and the sacrifices artists are compelled to make for their art. Renoir chose the perfect composer, Vivaldi, who instantly takes us back to an earlier time, a time of bustling energy, festivity, and glittering artifice. Elegance with just a touch of the street. I'd like to end with a little closing music from a film that I forgot had any music at all, the great horror film director Todd Browning's bizarre, scary, and poignant Freaks, a 1932 classic about the underside of life at a carnival sideshow. Seeing the film again after many years, I was especially hit by the irony of the score. The way the few seconds of lighthearted circus music at the very end, for example, make a chilling commentary on all the horrors that have gone before. In all these films, music adds another dimension, another emotional layer. We think of film as a visual medium, but it's impossible to imagine these extraordinary movies without the music that goes with them.
Lord Schwartz teaches creative writing at the University of Massachusetts, Boston, and is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.